Brothers and sisters, let's read a few scriptures.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们读一些的圣经。
Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 16.
约翰福音第二章十六节。
John, chapter 2, verse 16.
约翰福音二章十六节。
And he said to those who sold doves, Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
Jesus answered and said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”
And verse 21,
二十一节。
But he was speaking of the temple of his body.
但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
So here, these few verses, the Lord Jesus made the declaration.
在这几节经文里面，主耶稣做了一个宣告。
Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要把它建立起来。
And then what he really meant was in verse 21, he was referring to the temple of his body.
但是他真正的意义是在二十一节里面，他指的是他的身体为殿。
So destroy this temple, and in 3 days my body will replace this.
所以他说，你们拆毁这殿，我的身体在三日之内要再起来。
Now, Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 21 and 22.
约翰福音第四章第二十一、二十二节。
This is Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
这是主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说的话。
The woman, believe me, the hour is coming.When you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
So in these few verses, the Lord Jesus was telling the Samaritan woman.
所以在这几节的经文里面，主耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人说，
You know, to worship God is not in that mountain, not in Jerusalem, in the temple in Jerusalem.
敬拜神不在撒玛利亚的山上，也不在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And true worshippers worship in the spirit and in truth.
那真正敬拜的人乃是在灵和诚实里面敬拜。
Now we'll read a few scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
我们在读哥林多前书第三章第十六节。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？So here, brothers and sisters, Paul was talking about you are the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，使徒保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们就是神的殿。
And the Spirit of God dwells in you.
神的灵住在我们里面。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16.
哥林多后书第六章。第十六节。
Apostle Paul said similar word here.
保罗在这里说了很类似的话。
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。
So here, Paul said again, you are the temple of the living God.
在这里，保罗再一次说到，你们就是永生神的殿。
Now Paul went on to say, this is in verse 16, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
在十六节，保罗接着说到，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So here again we see a temple of God which is you.
在这里我们再一次看见神他的殿就是我们。
And then God said, and then Paul says that God said that I will dwell among you, I will walk among you, I will be your God, and you will be my people.
然后保罗接下去说到，我要神告诉我们说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So we'll read another place, which again talks about similar things. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 and 22.
以弗所书第二章二十到二十二节，啊，这说到相似的话语。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom...You also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So here, all these three places it talks about two things related.
所以在这我们读的三处不同地方的经文，他们讲到的事情都彼此相关的。
Essentially, one is that you are the temple of God.
基本上第一件事情告诉我们说。你们就是神的殿。
And then the second thing is you are the dwelling place of God.
第二件事情讲到，你们乃是神的居所。
Okay. And next, we'll read a few more places. The Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
我们再多读几处的经文，以弗所书第一章第二十三节。
Go from 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
从二十二节读起，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
So here Apostle Paul says, what is in the church?
这里保罗使徒保罗告诉我们在教会中到底是什么
What is the content in the church?
教会中的内容到底是什么
The fullness of him who fills all in all
乃是那位充满万有者的丰满
Now the same thing we will not read but the same thing is also said in Colossians chapter 3 verse 11
同样的事情在哥罗西书第三章第十一节也说到我们不去读它了
Yeah. So basically it says that the content of the church is Jesus Christ himself.
所以在这里告诉我们教会里面的内容不是别的乃是耶稣基督自己
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者他的丰满
And the Colossians actually says to the one that is in everyone, that is all and is in everyone.
在哥罗西书第三章十一节里面讲到，那一位他在每一个人的里面，也在每一件事情的里面，包括了一切。
The important thing, brothers and sisters, when we look at ourselves, Christ is supposed to be in each one of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若我们审视自己的时候，我们应该看见基督是在我们里面。
And lastly, I'll read another few verses talking about something else.
最后我们要再读几处的经文，讲到另一件事情。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Verse 47 and 48.
第四十七、四十八节。
The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。
As was the man of dust, and also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样。属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
So here Apostle Paul tells us that there is one that is heavenly.
在这里使徒保罗告诉我们说，有一个人是属天的。
And then he says,
然后他说道，
Those who are heavenly will be like him.
那些属天的人必然像他。
Yeah. And then we read another place, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章。
It talks about new creation.
在这里讲到一个新造。
Now this series of scriptures talk about a heavenly man.
这一连串的经文都讲到那属天的人。
And new creation.
或者是新造。
And new man.
或者是新人。
Those are very important, having to do with Christ dwelling in us.
这跟基督住在我们里面是有非常重要的关系。
So, about this new creation.
关于这个新造。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
哥林多后书第五章第十四、十五节。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer to themselves, but to him who died for them and rose again.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
第十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Now, just one more place that we read.This is talk about the new man. The Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15.
还有一处，就是以弗所书第二章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in the ordinance,so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Ephesians 4, verse 23.
以弗所书第四章二十三节。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.That you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So I would like to underline the verse 23, renewed in the spirit of your mind.
我特别要把第二十三节里面这个心智改换一心，我们要加强。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you asking you to give us grace this hour.
主啊，在这个时刻，我们来到你的面前，我们恳求你将恩典赐给我们。
Lord, we really thank you. You have so esteemed us. You want us to be a dwelling place of our Heavenly Father.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，你何等的尊重我们，你要我们成为父的居所。
And Lord, we say that these many years when we are Christians, we really love you.
主啊，我们要承认，在我们信你以后，成为基督徒的年日中，我们实在亏欠了你。
We actually want to be your dwelling place.
主啊，我们确实盼望成为你的居所。
And yet, oftentimes, we cannot.
但是许多时候，我们却达不到。
Lord, may you appear yourself to us.
主啊，愿你向我们显现。
Telling us what you want.
告诉我们你心中所要的。
And also help us to understand.
帮助我们能够明白。
How to be your dwelling place.
我们怎样能成为你的居所。
That you can find us a place of peace for yourself.
好叫你在我们中间能够为你自己找到一个安息居所。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit help us.
主啊，愿你的圣灵帮助我们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, as our brother said this morning,
弟兄姊妹们，正像今天早晨我们弟兄所说的。
Now, over the generation, there are people whose hearts are toward the Lord.
在历世历代都有一些人，他们的心是向着主的。
They know that God has a heart to dwell among His people.
他们知道神有一个心意要住在他的子民中间。
And he never gave up.
他从来没有放弃。
Now over the years,
在许多的年日中，
His own people failed.
他的百姓失败了。
And found it difficult.
他们感觉很难。
And went astray.
他们偏离了。
But the Lord,God, Jehovah, He never gave up.
但是我们的主，我们的神耶和华，他从来没有放弃。
And He always walked this among His people.
他总是在他百姓中行走。
And He loved them so much He wanted to dwell among them.
他是那么的爱他们，所以他要住在他们的中间。
And we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And over the years, there are people who love Him.
在这些年日中，总有一些人爱他。
Our brother mentioned this morning David.
我们弟兄今天早晨提到大卫王，
and there are many more.
还有更多的人。
And then we thank the Lord, his son came.
我们感谢主，他打发他的儿子来了。
And then when he came,
当他来了以后，
when we became his people,
当我们成为他的百姓，
this tabernacle, God's tabernacle, dwelling among men become possible.
神的帐幕在人的中间居住变成可能了。
It is all because of Lord Jesus Christ.
都是因为我们主耶稣基督的缘故。
Otherwise today, we again will have no place to go.
要不然的话，今天我们仍然没有地方可归。
We don't even know how to be the Lord's dwelling place.
我们甚至根本不知道怎样能成为神的居所。
Now, we have this tabernacle, and then we have this temple.
我们有会幕，我们也有圣殿。
Now, the temple is the same idea. The Lord has the same idea for the temple as for the tabernacle.
对于主而言，他对于会幕和圣殿是同一个意念。
Now, his thought about the tabernacle was explained in detail in Exodus.
在出埃及记里面，关于神对于会幕的那个意念记载的非常的详细。
And the Leviticus,
在利未记里。
And also when you look at the examples, it comes to the numbers.
我们也可以在民数记里面看见那个榜样。
There were no details, not such details given about the temple.
但是对于圣殿呢，却没有那样的详细的记载。
But the Lord Jehovah wants exactly the same thing.
但是我们的主耶和华神，他要的是同样一样的事情。
He wants to be able to dwell among his people.
他要 能够住在他百姓中间。
Now, he wants to be able to talk to them.
他要能够向他们说话。
He wants to walk among them.
他要在他们中间行走。
He wants to be their God. He wants them to be his people.
他要成为他们的神，要他们做他的百姓。
And he wants spiritual reality.
他要寻得属灵的实际。
He doesn't have too much. He doesn't have interest in the outward things.
他对于外面的事物，他一点兴趣都没有。
Now, when we come to the time of Lord Jesus.
然后我们来到主耶稣的时代。
The outwardly, this Jewish religion in Jerusalem.
在外面我们看见犹太人把对神的事情变成了犹太教。
And then this temple in Jerusalem.
在那耶路撒冷是有圣殿。
It's totally far away from the heart of God.
但是那个圣殿离神的心意是非常的远。
When Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候
when he started his public ministry,
当他开始他公开的执事
when he came to Jerusalem,
他来到耶路撒冷
he went into the temple,
他进到圣殿里面
and he saw these the sellers of ox and the sheep and the doves.
他看见那里有卖牛羊鸽子的人
and he also saw this many exchanges.
他也看见兑换银钱的人
and he cast them out.
他就把他们赶出去
he said, you have made my father's house a thief's den.
他说你们使我父的家成为贼窝了
and actually here is the den of merchandise.
在这里他讲到就是做生意的人做买卖的人的窝了
dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the sellers of these ox and these animals or the many exchangers just a sign of the deterioration of the Jewish religion.
在这里我们看见这些卖牛羊鸽子还有兑换银钱的人只不过说到犹太教衰败并且败坏的一个征兆而已。
We know when our Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem, how the Jewish religion really considered him as number one enemy.
我们知道，当主耶稣他来到耶路撒冷的时候，犹太人的宗教领袖把主耶稣当作头号的敌人。
So Lord Jesus says.
所以主耶稣说
，He says, tear down this temple.
你们拆毁这殿。
And in 3 days I will raise it up.
在三日之内我要再建造起来。
Now his disciples later remember.
他的门徒们之后就想起来。
This after the Lord was the resurrection.
就是在他复活之后。
And then his disciples remember that this he meant his body.
门徒们就想起来他说这话是指着他自己的身体说的。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means the Lord Jesus saw the deterioration of the relationship of Israel is his own people with God.
这个意思就是我们主耶稣看见了以色列人就是神的百姓他们和神之间的关系是何等的破败了。
Yeah. Right. And then the temple in Jerusalem can no longer represent God's tabernacle.
在耶路撒冷的圣殿再不能代表神所要的那个帐幕了。
And the Lord Jesus didn't give it any hope.
主耶稣对那个圣殿一点指望都没有。
And then he said,
然后他说道
in 3 days, I will raise it up.
3 天之后我要再建造起来。
That place, my father's house, will be raised up in 3 days.
就是我父的家在三天之内要重新建立起来。
So we all know that after he was crucified, in 3 days later, he was raised.
我们都知道在他被钉十字架3天之后他从死里复活了。
And his disciples says he was referring to his body.
然后他的门徒们说到他原来指的是他自己的身体说的。
So the temple in Jerusalem no longer represents the tabernacle of God.
所以在耶路撒冷当时的圣殿再不能代表神心中所要的那个帐幕。
No longer represents God's dwelling place.
再也不能代表神的居所了。
No longer representing what Lord Jesus says, my father's house.
也再也不能代表像我们主耶稣说的那是我父的家了。
And then he said,
然后他说的
my body will replace this.
他说我的身体要代替这个。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what is his body?
这个他的身体是什么呢?
A few years later, it was made very plain.
过了几年之后就非常清楚了。
The body is his church.
这个身体乃是他的教会。
So, and then, This incident is not an accident.
这一件事情不是一个意外。
Because a few days later, he saw this Samaritan woman.
在过了几天之后, 他遇见了这撒玛利亚的妇人。
So he told the Samaritan woman,
他对这撒玛利亚妇人说,
Worshipping God is no longer in this mountain.
敬拜神不在这个山上,
and not in Jerusalem,
也不在耶路撒冷,
but in the spirit and the truth of the worshippers.
那个真实敬拜父的,
So, brothers and sisters, you see, our Lord Jesus direct the dwelling place to our hearts.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们看见主耶稣在这里讲到主的居所是在我们的心中。
No longer that physical temple in Jerusalem.
不再是在耶路撒冷外面那物质的殿了。
But in the spirit and the truth of people who are true worshippers.
乃是在那些做真实敬拜者的灵和诚实的里面。Now,
20-some years later,
再过了20多年之后,
Apostle Paul, he has served the Lord for so many years.
使徒保罗他侍奉主有了一些年日,
and then he wrote these 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and then later he wrote the Ephesians.
他写了哥林多前后书, 再之后他写了以弗所书。
Now in the verse in the scriptures we read,
刚才我们所读过的经文中,
we see that Paul was saying there that again the temple is not the temple in Jerusalem.
我们看见保罗的讲述中, 他讲到的圣殿也不是耶路撒冷的那个殿。
He said God's temple is you.
他说神的殿乃是你们。
God's temple is us.
神的殿就是我们。
And then he said, God's dwelling place is us too.
他再接着说, 我们就是神的居所。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the two aspects of the one thing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是一件事情的两方面。
The temple of God.
神的殿,
and his dwelling place.
和他的居所。
The temple of God, if we read those The 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and Ephesians.
如果我们读哥林多前书、哥林多后书和以弗所书,
the temple of God emphasizes the spiritual building up.
我们看见神的殿，它特别是讲到我们属灵的建造。
And if you read the context of these verses, that's what you will find.
如果你读那些经文的前后文，你可以看见这个事实。
Now, God's dwelling place
神的居所
talks about God can find rest among people.
当讲到神的居所的时候，乃是说到神在他百姓中间能够找到他的安息。
Now the Spirit can find rest among people.
神的灵在他的百姓中间能够得着安息。
And his people would not grieve the Holy Spirit.
就是神的百姓不叫圣灵担忧。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, this is what Paul was telling us in these books.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这就是保罗在这些书信里面告诉我们的事情。
God wants to dwell among us.
神要住在我们中间。
And this is God's, God's church is God's temple.
神的教会就是神的殿。
So this is a this is essentially the big change our Lord Jesus brought about.
这是我们主耶稣基督基本上所带来最大的一个改变。
And then we take a look at how, you know, what he actually did to prepare this body.
然后我们要来看他实际上做了什么事情。 来预备得着他的身体。
Now, in about 1 year before he was crucified,
在他钉十字架之前一年,
in Matthew 16,
在马太16章里面,
it recorded what he said.
在那里记载主耶稣说的话,
On this rock I will build my church.
在这磐石上我要建造我的教会。
So it's the first time he mentioned church.
那是第一次主耶稣提到教会。
And an important thing is he will build.
在那里重要的点乃是他来建造。
And the church is his.
那个教会是属于他的
nobody else's,
不是属于任何人的
doesn't belong to a group of people,
不属于某一个团体
doesn't belong to any single person,
也不属于某一个个人
it belongs to him,
乃是属于他的
now, the night he was before he was crucified,
在他要被钉十字架的那一夜
he,
前一夜
in John chapter 13, 14, 15 and 16,
在约翰福音十三、十四、十五、十六章里面
，He told his disciples something to prepare them to be his body.
他告诉他的门徒们，他怎样来预备他自己的身体。
Now all these things we're very familiar with.
这些话语都是我们所熟悉的。
And now he washed their feet.
他为他们洗脚
，so that they can love each other as he loves them.
他能够照着他所爱他们的爱来彼此相爱。
Now he set up bread and cup.
他为他们设立了饼和杯
，so that they will always remember him.
所以他们要一直的纪念他。
Now he also promised them the Holy Spirit.
他也应许他们有圣灵要降临。
And the Holy Spirit will never leave them.
圣灵来了就永不离开他们。
Will not leave any single one of them.
不会离开任何他们中间的一个人。
And the Holy Spirit will lead them on in everything.
并且圣灵要在每一件事情上面引导他们往前。
He also told them that he is the vine, they are the branches.
他也告诉他们说，他就是真葡萄树，他们乃是葡萄树上的枝子。
It's always connected.
这葡萄树和枝子永远是相连的。
And he will always be their resource.
他一直要做他们的泉源。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
these four things, what the Lord Jesus think was the most important thing he has to leave to his disciples.
这四件事情是在我们主耶稣心中认为最重要，必须要告诉他门徒们的。
Now, brothers and sisters, think about it, even today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们思想一下，即便是到了今天
those are so important to us.
这对我们来讲仍然是非常重要。
How can we not love each other?
我们怎么能不彼此相爱呢？
And how can we forget our Lord?
我们怎么能忘记我们的主？
How can we neglect the Holy Spirit?
我们怎能忽略圣灵呢？
And how can we get ourselves detached from the vine?
我们怎么能够使我们自己与葡萄树分离呢？
Now, that night, in chapter 16 of John,
所以那一个晚上在约翰福音十六章里记载到
he also said,
他也说到
that you will grieve now,
你们现在要忧愁
and the world is happy,
因为世人要欢喜
but you will be joyful,
但是之后你们就要快乐
because a man is to be born,
因为有一个男孩子要生下来
yeah,It's actually not a child, it's a man.
有一个人要生下来。
Yeah, and then the Lord did not elaborate.
主在这里并没有详细的说明。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
Gospel John talks about the man in a very specific way.
约翰福音讲到一个人的时候他是非常特别的。
When Pilate brought out Lord Jesus,
当比拉多把主耶稣带出来
He said, Behold, the man.
他向人说看哪、啊、这人。
When the Samaritan woman told his friends, told his people in the village,
当撒玛利亚妇人向他村子的人报告信息的时候
he said, there's a man who has told everything I ever did.
他说这里有一个人将我过去所有的事都说出来了
So in the Gospel of John,
所以在约翰福音里面
the man is very specific.
讲到这个人是非常特殊的
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣
So Lord Jesus says a man is going to be born.
所以主耶稣说到世上要生了一个人。
And then very quickly we come to the book of Acts.
然后很快的我们来到使徒行传。
We see that this man starts to walk.
我们看见这个人开始行走。
Or the body of Christ starts to walk.
或者这样讲，基督的身体在地上行走。
He was born on the day of Pentecost.
他乃是在五旬节那一天出生的。
The Holy Spirit came down.
当圣灵降下来。
And baptized 120 into one body.
他就把120个人借着圣灵就进入了一个身体。
And then the Holy Spirit led them from that day on.
从那一天开始圣灵就引导他们往前。
Now these brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
They gathered together.
这一班人他们就聚在一起。
Yeah, they grew in number.
他们人数也增加了。
They continued in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles in breaking of bread and prayers.
他们恒心持守使徒们的教导 并且一同祈祷，一同擘饼纪念主。
And they say we are witnesses of these things.
他们说，向人说，我们是这些事情的见证人。
And the Holy Spirit also witnessed to these things.
并且圣灵也为这一班圣徒们做见证。
So they brought the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria to Judea to Samaria to the end of the world.
所以他们就将福音传从耶路撒冷传到犹大全地，直到撒玛利亚到地极。
This is the first 30 years after the Lord Jesus was crucified.
这是在主耶稣被钉十字架之后的头三十年所发生的事情。
And was raised. The Lord Jesus was raised.
主耶稣从死里复活。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When we look at the nature of this body,
当我们看这个身体的性质的时候
，Now, what does it contain?
它到底里面内容是什么
？Now we read these two verses.
我们读了那两处的经文。
And actually, we have read these verses before many, many times.
在这之前，我们读这两处经文好多次了。
It says the Lord Jesus is the head.
他说到我们的主耶稣乃是头。
And the church is his body.
教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是呢，充满万有者他的丰满。
Brothers and sisters says two things.
在这件事情里 这节经文里面讲到两件事情。
First of all, the body has a head.
在这里看见身体它有一个头。
What does that mean?
是它的意思是什么呢
the will of the Christ.
就是基督的意志他的旨意。
His purpose.
他的目的。
His thinking.
他的思想。
His feeling.
他的感觉。
Now the body has to identify with.
那么身体要认同
，The body has to actually rejoice in it，
并且身体在这些中间要喜乐。
You cannot be unhappy about what the head is thinking。
你不可能当头在思想的时候，身体感觉不高兴。
If you cannot disagree with the head，
你不能与头。有不同的意见。
So we cannot disagree with the Christ.
所以我们不能与基督有不同的意见。
We cannot be unhappy with his purpose.
我们不可能在他的目的上面我们不高兴。
So there is this order, head and the body.
所以在这里有一个次序，就是头，然后有身体。
The second thing is,
第二件事情。
The second thing is Christ has to fill all in all.
第二件事情乃是基督必须充满一切，又在一切之内。
Brothers and sisters, to obey the head is something that we cannot do.
在这里我们看见，基督他做一些事情是我们人达不到的。
Yeah, we to be obedient to the head because the body has to obey the head absolutely.
因为身体必须要绝对的顺服头。
And no condition.
是无条件
，no argument，
没有争议的
，no complaint，
也没有怨言的
，no murmur，
没有低估的。
But brothers and sisters，
但是弟兄姊妹
，we have proved to ourselves，
我们一再的向自己证明
，we are not able to obey absolutely，
我们根本没有能力绝对的顺服。
We are oftentimes not happy with our Lord Jesus what he was thinking。
许多时候，对于主耶稣所想的。我们感觉我们不喜欢。
This thing called the eternal purpose of God.
提到被称作神永远旨意这件事。
Now oftentimes we somehow feel this is far away.
许多时候我们感觉这太遥远。
And it's not really related to me.
跟我之间好像没有关系。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Being his body.
作为他的身体。
We cannot.
我们不能。
It has to be obedient.
我们必须要顺服。
Now there's only one in the world in history.
在世界上，在整个历史中，只有一位。
He absolutely obeyed God.
他完全的、绝对的顺服了神。
He absolutely rejoiced in the purpose of God.
在神的旨意上面，他绝对的喜乐。
He absolutely identified with the purpose of God.
他把自己绝对的认同于神的旨意和目的。
And that is Lord Jesus.
那一位就是主耶稣。
And that is why Christ has to fill us.
那就是为什么基督必须要充满我们。
If he doesn't fill me,
如果他不充满我的话，
I'm not able to be obedient to God.
我就根本不能顺服神。
I will not be able to be pleased with God's purpose.
我就根本不可能因着神的旨意而欢喜。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is why in both Ephesians and Colossians,
这就是为什么在以弗所和哥罗西书里，
so much emphasis is put in this matter,
一再的强调这件事情，
that Christ has to fill everyone,
让基督来充满每一个人。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is not a total impossibility.
这不是一个完全的不可能的事。
Now when we look at the church,
当我们看教会的时候，
let's look at the seven churches in Asia.
我们看在小亚细亚的七个教会。
The Revelation.
在启示录中所记载。
Chapter 2 and Chapter 3.
第二章，启示录第二、第三章中。
We are all quite familiar with it.
我们都非常的熟悉。
There's one church.
有一个教会。
Called Philadelphia.
称作腓拉铁菲。
The Lord Jesus was very happy with.
主对腓拉铁菲他的心里非常的欢喜。
Very pleased with.
他非常的喜悦。
The Lord was observing his church for 30 years.
主耶稣有三十年的时间在观察他的教会。
From the 60s to the 90s.
从主后六十年到主后九十年。
Now besides Smyrna.
除了士美拿之外。
Which is a church in a different class.
我们知道，士美拿是另一类的教会。
Yeah, we can just respect.
我们只能够，我们尊敬他们。
Yeah. If the Lord wants us to be Smyrna, the Lord really esteemed us.
如果主要我们做士美拿的教会，主实在是高台尊重。
And look at the others.
我们再看其他的教会。
The Lord Jesus found Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, he found himself.
只有在腓拉铁菲的教会里面，主耶稣在其中找到了他自己。
Now I cannot go elaborate on that.
我没有办法详细的去说。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
this is an example.
这是一个例子。
That God, the Lord Jesus can find that there's no hindrance between him and them.
主在他们的中间找不到有任何的拦阻。
Yes. That's why he says, I give you an open door.
那就是为什么主对他们说，我赐给你们一个敞开的门。
The fellowship between me and you is totally open.
在我和你们中间的那个交通是完全的敞开的。
He also told them.
他也告诉他们。
He said, I'm going to make the synagogue of Satan to come and bow down to you.
我要使那属撒旦一会的人到你面前来下拜。
Brothers and sisters, this is because they have the testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是因为在这一班人的中间，他们有主的见证。
They have the testimony of Jesus.
他们有主耶稣的见证。
Now when other people, anybody see them,
当任何人看见他们的时候，
even when Satan see them,
就是连撒旦看见他们的时候，
they see Lord Jesus there.
他们看见主耶稣在他们中间。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
here is a church.
在这里有一个教会，
almost a small group of people.
他们可能是很小的一个团体。
The Lord Jesus finds that he can dwell there.
我们主耶稣他发现他可以住在他们中间。
He finds that these people can represent him.
他看见了这一班人能够来代表他。
He can use them to tell Satan, see these are the people who represent me.
他可以用他们来对撒旦说，这一批人可以代表我。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when the Bible tells us that we have to let Lord Jesus fill us,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们读到圣经告诉我们说，我们必须让主耶稣来充满我们。
It is possible.
它是可能的。
Because they did it.
因为他们做到了。
They have allowed the Lord to work on them.
他们许可主在他们身上做。
They have allowed the Holy Spirit work in them.
他们许可圣灵在他们里面做工。
They identify themselves with the purpose of God.
他们把自己认同于神的目的。
They keep God's word.
他们遵行神的话语。
They keep His name.
他们遵守持守主的名。
They actually go through tribulation and kingdom and the endurance of Jesus Christ.
他们为着主耶稣基督忍受国度患难和忍耐。
So these are the people who are good encouragement to us.
所以这一班人对我们而言是一个极大的鼓舞。
Now, the Lord gave my heart something to share with brothers and sisters.
主把一个负担摆在我心中，要和弟兄姊妹交通的。
How can we, any one of us, be filled with Christ?
我们任何一个人怎么样能够被基督充满呢？
I should say yes, filled by Christ.
或者被基督充满。
Because he wants to fill us.
因为他要充满我们。
And oftentimes we are not willing.
许多时候我们却不愿意。
But how can we let him fill us?
那么我们怎么样能够让他来充满我们呢？
Now, Paul, in his letters,
所以保罗在他的书信里，
he mentioned this heavenly, being heavenly man.
他在这里讲到一个属天的人。
Put it in the other way, what kind of a man can be filled by Christ?
我们或许用另外一个方式来讲，什么样的人能够被基督充满？
Now, according to Paul,
照着保罗而言，
this man has to be a heavenly man.
这个人必须是一个属天的人。
And this man has to be a new creation.
这个人必须是一个新造的人。
And this man has to be a new man.
这个人必须是一个新人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
about this heavenly man,
关于这个属天的人，
it's 1 Corinthians 15,
哥林多前书第十五章，
it says that there is one who is heavenly.
他在那里说到有一个属天的人。
The first man is of the dust.
头一个人是属土的，出于土的。
Yeah, the second man is from heaven.
第二个人是出于天的。
Now, as the one who is from heaven, so also are those who are heavenly.
那出于天的人怎样，所有属天的人也应该怎样。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it tells us that we can be and we should be heavenly men.
他告诉我们说，我们可能，我们也应该成为一个属天的人。
Just like that heavenly man.
正像那一个属天的人。
Now, 1 Corinthians, he just ended there on this matter, on the heavenly man.
在哥林多前书呢，关于属天的人就讲这么多了。
But then when he comes to the Ephesians,
但是当来到以弗所书的时候，
he poured out his heart.
保罗把他的心都倾倒出来。
God in Christ has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
神在基督里已经将天上各样属灵的福气都赏赐给我们了。
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
在天上各样属灵的福气。
And God has given to us.
神已经赐给我们了。
And now he also said.
然后他再说道。
Now we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
我们现在已经与基督一同坐在天上。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we really have to take this by faith.
我们必须要借着信心来领受这个。
Consider ourselves heavenly men.
我们要认为自己是一个属天的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Bible, God's word, God's idea, is meant for you and me to be heavenly.
在神的话语的里面呢，神要我们就是看你和我，我们都因着他成为属天的。
那 in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书里，
it showed us a heavenly man.
他向我们让我们看见一个属天的人。
Now, first of all, he has this heavenly life.
首先他先要有属天的生命。
He's not just born naturally.
他不是天然出生的生命。
He is born of a virgin.
他乃是童女所生。
Yeah, and then he is not just regular light.
他也不是过一个普普通通的生活。
Light, 光。
他不是普通的光。
Yeah,
世上的光。
He is a heavenly light.
他是属天的光。
Now he comes in.
他来到地上。
Now he is a son.
他是一个子，儿子。
Yeah, the government, God's government is on his shoulder.
神的政权担在他的肩上。
His name is wonderful.
他的名字叫做奇妙。
Counselor.
测试
God Almighty,
全能的神
Father Eternal,
永在的父
and
Prince of Peace, 和平的君
This is this light,
这是那个光
And this also, he brings in a heavenly love.
不仅如此，他也带来属天的爱。
And that's Isaiah chapter 53.
那是在以赛亚书五十三章。
Now who is this person, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，谁是这一位呢
？This is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣自己。
Now the wonder is this.
这稀奇的乃是。
In the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里。
It tells us this heavenly life is given to you and given to me.
他说，这赐给我们的属天的光。
The life.
生命。
Life. Yeah. The life.Of Christ now is given to you and given to me.
耶稣基督的生命现在已经赐给你和给我。
Now the light of Christ is now also given to you and me.
这一个基督的
光。
光。
Yeah.
对，我在看，听得清。你向那边讲，我听得清。
对，对。The light of Christ is also given.
基督的光也赐给你和我了。
And also.The love of Christ is also given to you and to me.
基督的爱也赐给你我了。
So, for instance, you have to believe me because I can go through the Bible, but then it will take time. You have to believe me that Gospel of John tells us that this heavenly life is given to you and me.
弟兄姊妹们，你们必须要相信我。圣经里面确实告诉我们，这个属天的生命已经赐给你和我了。
And, Actually, this is a big part of the Gospel of John.
这是约翰福音里面最重要的一部分。
In chapter 1, it talks about the life of Christ is given to you and me.
在第一章里面就讲到基督的生命已经赐给你和我。
Which is the heavenly light.
这是一个属天的生命。
And then the heavenly light is also given to you and me.
这属天的光也赐给你我了。
John made a big point about this heavenly light.
约翰之后呢，他讲的是属天的光。
This light is not a physical light.
这个光呢，不是一个物质的光。
Like sun or moon.
也不是太阳或者月亮的光。
This light gets into our heart.
这个光乃是照在我们心中的光。
The chapter 9 of John.
在约翰福音第九章里。
There is this blind man.
在这里有一个生来瞎眼的人。
And the Lord Jesus opened his eyes.
主耶稣开了他的眼睛。
Now the whole chapter is like 40 some.Verses.
在这整章圣经里面用了四十多节。
And only the first six or seven verses is about his physical eye.
讲到他的肉身的眼睛呢，大概只用了五节六节的。
And after that,
然后
it is about his spiritual eye.
都讲到他那属灵的眼睛。
So the physical eye open is a big deal.
所以我们知道。这个肉眼能够得开是一件大事。
But the spiritual eyes being opened is a much bigger deal.
但是属灵的眼睛得开是一个更大的事情。
The Pharisees were telling him.
法利赛人就告诉主。
Now who opened your eyes?
就问那个瞎眼的人
says,
谁开了你的眼睛
？A man called Jesus.
他说那个称作耶稣的人。
He must be a sinner.
那么法利赛人说他必是个罪人。
Because this is the Sabbath.
因为今天是安息日。
If you do anything in the Sabbath, you're a sinner.
如果你在安息日做任何的工，你就是个罪人。
He said, "Whether he's sinner or not, I don't know."
这个瞎眼得开的人，他说他是不是个罪人，我不知道。
I only know one thing.
但是有一件事我知道的。
I was blind, now I see.
我从前是瞎眼的，如今我能看见。
He went on to tell them.
他接下去告诉他们。
Now from the beginning of the earth.
从一开头你们听见
There was no such case when a blind man born blind received sight.
你们曾听说过生来瞎眼的人能够眼睛得开可以看见吗
This man, if God is not with him, he could do nothing.
如果神不与这个人同在他什么都不能做
So dear brothers,
所以弟兄姊妹们
The important thing is our spiritual eyes. The eyes in our heart has to open.
重要的乃是我们心中的眼睛属灵的眼睛得以被开启
in the book of Ephesians
在以弗所书里面
chapter 1
第一章
Paul has a prayer
保罗有一个祷告
and then he said
他说道
he said may the eyes of our heart be enlightened
他说我们心中的眼睛得以被照亮
so that we can see something
所以我们就可以看见
we can see the inheritance
我们可以看见那产业
we can see the calling
我们可以看见那个呼召
yeah we can see the power
我们可以看见那能力
and then he went on
然后他继续讲
so that we can see that Christ is the head
我们可以看见 基督乃是头。
And we are his, the church is his body.
我们教会就是他的身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the eternal purpose of God.
这乃是神永远的旨意。
Which is mentioned in the verse 9 of the first chapter.
这乃是在以弗所书第一章第九节里面所提到的。
The Lord opens our eyes.
当主开我们的眼睛。
Lord Jesus came to open our eyes.
主耶稣来就是为了开我们的眼
睛。So that we can see the eternal purpose of God.
好叫我们能够看见神永远的旨意。
Now, WCCC.
我们这西岸的追求聚会。
We have been talking about the Lord's eternal, God's eternal purpose for 28 years.
我们讲到神永远的旨意已经讲了28年了。
Now, if God's eternal purpose cannot be seen or understood by people, if in here, this will be too hard for anybody else.
如果在这里我们听见这些信息的人都不能够明白神永远的旨意，那么对其余的人来讲就是更困难了。
But the Lord has opened our eyes.
但是主确实开了我们的眼
睛。We could have a heavenly sight.
我们可以有一个属天的眼光。
We can understand it.
我们可以明白它。
Brothers and sisters, to be honest, oftentimes I feel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要诚实地说。
Oftentimes we feel, I feel, that we say we don't grasp the eternal purpose of God is not because we cannot.Is because we will not.
许多时候我们讲我们不能够抓住神永远的旨意，不是因为我们不能，而是我们不愿意。
Yeah, we feel that this is something not important.
我们感觉这件事情对我而言不那么重要。
So I have more important things to do.
我有更重要的事情要去做。
You know, I need tons of grace in order for me to see this.
我们需要许多的恩典好使我能够看见它的重要。
Sisters, the honest thing is, all we need to be willing is that we willing.
但是我们很诚实的讲，弟兄姊妹们，唯一需要的就是你肯。
We cannot blame the Lord.
我们不能够怪主。
We cannot blame the Lord. Lord, you have not opened my eyes.
我们不能怪主说，主啊，你没有开我的眼睛。
The Lord has opened our eyes.
主已经开了我们的眼睛。
The Lord has given us the heavenly sight.
主已经赐给我们属天的视觉。
We have no reason to say that we cannot see this.
我们没有理由说我看不见。
Now when we see this,
那么我们看见什么呢？
When we see this eternal purpose of God,
当我们看见神永远的旨意
的时候， it starts to affect our life.
它开始就改变，影响我们的生活。
In the fifth chapter and the sixth chapter of Ephesians,
在以弗所书第五、第六章里面，
it talks about very practical things.
它讲到一些非常实际的事情。
The relationship between husband and wife.
讲到丈夫和妻子的关系，
Father and son,
讲到父子的关系，
and worker and employer,
讲到雇主和奴仆人的关系。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we are willing to take this heavenly sight,
若是我们愿意使用这属天的眼光，
we are willing to let it be our sight,
我们容许它做我们的视觉。
Now we start to see God, see the Lord in every relationship.
我们就开始看见神，看见我们的主在人间的每一个关系中间。
We start to see the Lord in the relationship between me and my wife.
我就开始可以看见，在我和我妻子之间，我看见了基督。
Now, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we husband and wife argue.
弟兄姊妹们，许多时候做丈夫的和妻子之间有争执。
But if we see that our marriage has to do with the Christ and the church.
但是什么时候我们看见我们的婚姻是与基督与教会之间的关系是有关的？
Now I can promise you that our marriage will be different.
我可以承认对你来说呢，我们的婚姻要改变。
Yeah, because this is exactly what Paul said.
这就是保罗所说的。
Wife submit to the husband as church submit to the Christ.
做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同教会顺服基督一样。
And husband, love your wife as the Christ loved the church.
基督做丈夫的爱你的妻子，像基督爱教会一样。
Now even gave his life for her.
基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, oftentimes I think next time when the big earthquake hit California.
弟兄姊妹们，说让我们假想的，下一次一个大地震临到加州。
And then I'll die for my wife.
那么我为我的妻子舍命。
I'll protect her.
我要保护她。
But brothers and sisters, that's not what Paul is saying here.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是保罗在这里所说的。
Paul is saying every day we have to lay down our life for our wives.
保罗的意思呢是说，每一天我们要为着对方舍下自己。
Yes, just like Christ loves the church.
正像基督爱教会一样。
And gave his life for the church.
为教会舍己。
And the wife also.
同样的，做妻子的也如此。
I'm much smarter than my husband.
有的做妻子的比丈夫更聪明。
Yet, this is for the Christ and the church.
但是顺服他是为着基督和教会。
It is for a wonderful testimony.
这是一个非常奇妙的见证。
To our neighbor,
对我们的邻居而言。
To our children,
对我们的儿女而言。
To the Lord,
对我们的主。
And to ourselves,
对我们自己。
For that,
为着这个缘故。
I have to submit to my husband.
所以我就向我的丈夫降服。
Brothers and sisters, this is so true.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常真实的。
You go to work.
当你去工作的时候
，The boss is a difficult man.
这个那个难办的老板。
And yet, the Lord is there.
但是主却在那里。
Paul says.
保罗说
，You serve your the boss at work as serving the Lord, not serving man.
你在工作的地方服侍你的老板。好像服侍主，而不是服侍。
So you don't cheat anymore.
所以你就不再偷工减料。
You don't complain about him anymore.
你也不常常的去抱怨。
You don't curse at him anymore.
你也不在背后咒骂他。
And you spend more than your time.
你可能花更多的自己的时间。
And you do a wonderful job.
你做了一个非常好的工作。
As serving God.
好像你在服侍神一
样 ，Not serving man，
而不是服侍人。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，This is heavenly life，
这乃是属天的生活。
This is our testimony，
这是我们的见证。
So heavenly，
所以属天。
Now the next thing，
接下来的事情。
About this new creation，
讲到关于这新造。
Now the Sunday school children will know。
我们知道，就是儿童班的孩子都知道。
What is new creation?
什么是新造的人呢
？Now whoever is in Christ is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，It is more than that.
可能比这个要多一点。
If you read the Second Corinthians, the few verses leading to this.
如果你读哥林多后书第五章。在这一节之前的几节经文
，It causes us, it requires us a fundamental change.
它使我们，并且帮助我们做了一个基本上的改变。
And after this change,
在这个改变之后
we are really new creation.
我们就真成为一个新造。
Now, not only we are in Christ in name, but also in Christ in reality.
我们不仅在名义上是在基督里了
what,
我们在实际上面我们是在基督里
What is this change?
这个改变是什么呢
The change starts from the love of Christ.
这一个改变是借着从基督的爱开始
The love of Christ constrains us.
基督的爱激励约束我们
One died for all and all died.
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
So today we live.
所以今天我们活着。
We no longer live to ourselves.
我们不再为自己活了。
And we live to the one who has died and risen for us.
我们为着那一位为我死而复活的主来活了。
Brothers and sisters, consider this.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们想一想这件事。
One died for all and all died.
一个人既死了，所有的人就都死了。
Brothers and sisters, when I was young.
弟兄姊妹们，当我年轻的时候。
Now I...became a Christian.
我成为一个基督徒。
I think it's wonderful.
我觉得非常奇妙。
The Lord Jesus died for the whole world.
主耶稣为全世界的人而死。
For the tens of thousands.
为着千千万万的人。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
That does not touch me enough.
那一点都没有摸到我。
One day I went to a conference.
有一次我去参加一个特会。
The Lord showed me.
主耶稣指示我。
His Holy Spirit showed me.
他的圣灵指示我。
That he died for me.
他是为我死。
And then it changes.
那就改变了。
And I started, the Bible started to be an open book to me.
从那一天开始，圣经对我而言是一本开启的书。
I started not to argue with him anymore.
我再也不跟他之间有争论。
I started to appreciate him a lot more.
我开始对他有更多的感激。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
one died for all, and all died.
一个人为众人死，众人就都死了。
Brothers and sisters, yes, everybody died, but I died also.
弟兄姊妹们，是的，众人都死了，但是我也在其中。
Die to what?
我向什么死呢？
The Bible gives us very clear help on that.
圣经给我们这一方面有非常清楚的帮助。
I die to sin.
我向罪死了。
The sin no longer has power over me.
罪在我身上再没有能力了。
Now prior to that, when sin comes, I have to capitulate.
当在那之前，当罪来的时候，我就挣扎。
我就降服。I have no resistance.
我对他一点抗拒的能力。
But now I die.
现在我死了。
I die to sin.
我向罪死了。
Roman chapter 6.
这是罗马书第六章。
I also die to the world.
我也向世界死了。
Now the world was very attractive.
我们知道世界随时都在吸引我们。
The world is also very, very smart.
并且世界非常的聪明。
But one died for all and all died.
但是当一个人为众人死，众人都死了。
So the world to me is nailed to the cross.
所以对我而言，世界已经钉在十字架上。
And I to the world, I'm nailed to the cross.
而我对世界而言，我也钉在十字架上。
The world is not important to me anymore.
世界对我来讲就再不重要。
And then I die to tradition.
我也向着这个传统死了。
To die to the works of the law.
对于我对于那个律法的字句死了。
Yes.The work of the law.
律法的行为死了。
You know, I was say, in the past, we may have a lot of traditions.
我必须要承认，在过去我们身上可能有许多传统。
We have been Christians for many years.
我们成为基督徒许多年了。
And we are very proud of that.
我们为此也非常自傲。
And we are a hard person as a result.
那个结果就是我们变成一个非常刚硬的人。
But one died for all.
但是当一个人为众人死
，all died.
众人都死了。
Tradition, no more.
在我身上再没有传统了。
And then most importantly,
最重要的
died to self.
乃是向己死了。
Self was so important to me.
我的己对我而言是非常的重要。
It is the last thing I give up.
这是我放弃的最后一件事。
It's the first thing I try to protect.
这是我第一要保护的事情。
But I have been crucified with Christ.
但是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I who live.
如今活着的不再是我了。
But Christ who is living in me.
乃是基督活在我的里面。
Today I live.
如今我活着。
Is by the faith of the Son of God.
乃是借着神儿子的信心而活。
Who loves me and gave his life.For me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，The Bible helps us.
圣经帮助我们。
We die to sin.
所以我们对罪死了。
Die to the world.
我们对世界死了。
Die to your traditions.
我们对传统死了。
And most importantly,
更重要的
，Die to self.
我们对己死了。
This is all because the love of Christ constrains us.
这都是因为基督的爱激励约束我。
When we see Him.Crucified.
当我看见他被钉十字架
，For me
是为我
，And
当然也是为你。
These things we cannot put down.
这件事情我们不能轻易的放下。
Now we can put down.
我们以前我放不下的事情，现在我可以放下。
So to die is only a negative thing.
所以
是负面的事。
所以
爱是负，死是负面的事。
所以我们看见。死其实只是消极的一面。
But yes, but there is something positive here.
但是还有积极的一面。
The positive thing is now I live to Him.
那么积极的一面乃是我为他而活，向他而活。
Yes, Some, a lot of Bible translation says live for him, but I actually like live to him better in some of the translations.
有些圣经版本翻译是为他而活，但是我更喜欢是向着他而活。
You know, what did live to him mean?
什么是向着他而活的意思？
I used to live to myself.
以前我是向着我自己活的。
So my direction is my direction.
所以我的方向就是我。
And my position is my position.
我所在的地位就是我的地位。
And that's what I live to.
这就是我向着活的。
But now it's changed.
现在改变了。
It's his position which I live to.
他的那个地位是我向着他活的。
Yeah, it's his direction that I'm living to.
乃是他的方向是我向着而活的方向。
It's his purpose that I'm living to.
乃是他的目的，我为着那个目的。
It's his feeling that I care.
乃是他所在乎的，我在乎。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
his purpose becomes my purpose.
他的目的就成为我的目的。
His feeling becomes my feeling.
他的感觉成为我的感觉。
So, thank the Lord.
所以感谢神。
There is a song by Charles Wesley.
约翰·威斯利有一首诗歌。
Now I can only remember a little bit.
我只能记得的一点点。
My chains fell off.
我的锁链脱落。
My heart.Was free.
我的心灵得释放。
I rose, went forth, and followed him.
我起来往前跟随他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is a process.
这是一个过程。
New creation is a process.
新造的人是一个过程。
And the old things are dead.
啊，那个旧事都死了。
And everything is new now.
现在每一件事都是新的。
We can follow him.
我们可以跟随他。
The heavenly sight.Allow us to know God.
属天的视觉使我们认识神。
It's the sight of Christ allow us to know the eternal purpose of God.
基督的视觉使我们能够认识神永远的旨意。
Now this new creation.
这个新造的人。
It started with the love of Christ.
是从基督的爱开始。
Now allows us to follow Him.
使我们能够跟随他。
Allow us to identify our direction with his direction.
使我们能够将自己的方向与他的方向认同。
Allow us to have his purpose as our purpose.
使我们能够以他的目的做我的目的。
So lastly,
所以最后一件事。
This new man.
这个新人。
There are two things about this new man.
关于这个新人有两件事情。
First,
第一。
The new man says, the spirit of our mind has to change.
这个新人第一件事就是我们的心里面的灵，心思的灵必须要改变一心。
Yes, in Chinese says it's 心智。
在中文翻译是心智改换一心。
As if it says that in our mind there is a will.
但是他的意思说到我们的心里面，我们的思想里面有一个意志。
Yes, something that drives our thought.
有一件事情它驱动我们的思想。
It is a very good translation.
这是一个很好的翻译。
The original says the spirit of the mind.
在原文的意思它是说我们思想里面的那个灵。
The mind is our thinking.
我们的思想就是我们的意念。
The spirit of the mind is the gut of that thinking.
这个心思的灵就是这一个意念它里面的那个It's 那个意志心肠。
Yeah, it is the innermost thinking.
这乃是最里面的那个想法。
It is our motive.
乃是我们的动机。
When something comes to us,
有一件事情临到我们的时候。
What is our first reaction in thought?
在我们意念中第一个的反应是什么呢
？What is the last thing we give up?
什么是我们最后才肯放手的呢
？My grandson.
是我的孙子。
The first thing is mine.
第一个就是我的。
Yeah, the last thing to give up is mine.
最后一个肯放下的也是我的。
Now, brothers, the Lord is going to change us.
弟兄姊妹们，主要在你我里面做一个改变。
So, over time by His grace.
所以通过时间，借着他的恩典。
Our first thinking is not me anymore.
我们第一个想法再不是自己了。
We start to think his thinking.
我们开始想我们的想法像他的想法。
Our motive has changed.
我们的动机改变了。
It's no longer just me.
不再只讲到我了。
It's he.
乃是他。
It's what he wants.
他要什么？
And when we gather together,
当我们聚在一起，
we always ask the question, what is best for us?
我们总在问，对我们而言，什么是最好的？
Now we have to start to ask what he wants.
我们又开始问说，他要什么？
When we come to prayer meetings,
当我们来到祷告聚会，
we ask the Lord to solve my problem 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
我们求主为我们解决我们的问题一二三四五个问题。
But we ought to when we become a new man.
当我们成为一个新人之后，
our mind has been renewed.
当我们的心智改换一新了，
you know, we start to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want?
我们开始问主说，主啊，你要得着什么？
What do you want among us?
你在我们中间，你要得着什么？
Brothers and sisters, if you look at Philadelphia,
弟兄姊妹们，若是你看腓拉铁菲教会，
that's what they are.
那就是他们的光景。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
the spirit of the mind has to be renewed.
我们的心智必须要改换一新。
Renewed according to what?
我们照着什么来改换一新？
It says according to Christ.
当然是照着基督。
Now this is explicit in Ephesians and also in Colossians.
这在以弗所书和哥罗西书里面都讲得非常的清楚。
It says the new man is to have a renewed knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
他说这个新人有那个新的形象，乃是照着那位照他的主的形象而变成。
The image of the invisible God is Christ.
看不见的神，他的形象乃是基督。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
our mind is changed according to God.
我们的心意照着神就被改变了。
Romans chapter 12,
在罗马书十二章里，
chapter, verse 1 and 2,
第一节第二节，
when he talks about we offer ourselves a living sacrifice,
在那里讲到把我们自己献上当作活祭。
The second verse,
第二节，
it says that then our mind will be renewed and transformed.
然后才讲到我们的心意更新而被变化。
And then we can prove,
然后我们才能够查验
what is the
perfect,
acceptable, and good will of God.
我们才能查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In the Chinese translation, it's really good. It says pleasing.
在中文翻译里面讲到可喜悦。
In many years, I thought the pleasing is pleasing to God.
许多年过来，我都认为这个是神可喜悦的。
Yeah, but when you really read it.
但是你真正去仔细地读它，
when our mind is changed,
当我们的心意改变，
we find the will of God is pleasing to me.
我们的心意更新之后，我们发现了神的旨意对我而言是我喜欢的，我喜悦的。
The will of God, of course, is pleasing to him.
当然神的旨意对神而言是可喜悦的。
When you read it carefully,
但是我们仔细地读的时候，
it says that it's pleasing to me.
他说对我而言呢，现在我可以非常喜悦欢喜的接受。
The reason for that is because our mind, spirit of mind is changed.
它的原因乃是在于我们的心意更新并且被变化。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
our new man,
这个新人，
our mind is changed.
我们的心意被改变。
Now we start to love the eternal purpose of God.
我们就开始爱神永远的旨意。
We start to identify ourselves with the eternal purpose of God.
我们就开始肯把自己认同于神永远的旨意。
The second thing about new man.
在新人的第二方面，
The second thing about new man is there's no division anymore.
在新人的第二方面就是再没有间隔分别了。
No division between circumcision or nurse and the uncircumcision.
再没有受割礼或未受割礼的区别了。
In the body of Christ,
在基督的身体里，
is broken.
因为基督的身体为我们裂开。
Now we become one.
我们现在成为一了。
And Colossians,
在哥罗西书里，
chapter 3,
第三章里，
is no longer Jews or Gentiles.
他在那里说到，再没有犹太人或者是外邦人。
And no slaves or free men.
没有做奴隶的或自主的人。
Paul discovered, sensed at that time.
保罗在那个时候，他发现了，他就说道。
There's some divisions.
他因为他发现，在神儿女们中间有分门别类的事。
Yes, because of race.
因为有种族的不同
，because of culture，
因为有文化的不同
，because some are poor， some are rich，
有贫富的不同
，and Paul says none of that。
保罗说不再有这些了。
And Christ is all， and it's in everyone。
他说基督是一切，而且基督在每一个人的里面。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have a problem.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们有一些的难处。
We say we don't speak the same language.
我们说我们不能说同一个语言。
We say we have different education level.
有的时候我们说我们的教育程度不同。
And then we start to go different ways.
我们就开始各走各的路。
Very subtle.
我们这是很微妙的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this kills the body of Christ.
这是扼杀基督身体。
This is not what God wants.
这不是神所要的。
If we see brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters doesn't speak my language.
若是我们看见有一些弟兄姊妹，他不能说我所用的语言。
And you feel something different.
你就感觉有一些不同。
You are old man. You're not a new man.
那么你仍然是个旧人，不是个新人。
And if you are the University of California,
你可能进入 UC 的系统。
And you say you see somebody who has not gone to college for some reason.
你看见有一些人因着某些原因从来没上过大学。
You say I cannot talk to him.
你就对自己说，我没有办法跟他说话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you are killing the body of Christ.
你在那里扼杀基督的身体。
The Lord has given us a changed mind.
我们的主给我们一个改变、更新的心思。
To please him,
来讨他的欢喜。
To help brothers and sisters,
来帮助弟兄姊妹们。
To make his body grow,
使身体得以成长。
We cannot have division.
我们不能中间有分别。
Language is not important.
语言并不重要。
Education level is not important.
教育程度也不重要。
Shouldn't be a factor.
根本不是一个因素。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
the Lord wants a place he can dwell.
主要得着一个地方他能够居住。
The Lord wants to have a group of brothers and sisters he can live peacefully with them.
主要得着一般他的儿女弟兄姊妹们在他们中间主能够安息地住在。
When he comes among us,
当他来到我们中间，
he looked to the right, he took to the left,
他左右看，
he find himself.
他能够找到他自己。
He find love.
他找到爱。
He find grace.
他找到恩典。
He find truth.
他找到真理。
No division.
再没有分别。
So let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we admit that that our mind is not your mind.
主啊，我们承认我们的心思不是你的心思。
Our sight is not your sight.
我们的视觉，我们的眼光也不是你的眼光。
Our direction is not your direction.
我们的方向也不是你的方向。
For such a long, long time.
主啊，这很久以前。
For a long time, you have been looking for a group of people where you can find peace, you can find rest.
主啊，在好长的时间里，你在寻找一般百姓，你能够在他们中间找到你自己。
The Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，向我们施怜悯。
Make us that people.
使我们能成为那一般子。
That when you come in the midst of us,
当你来到我们中间，
you will find peace.
你能够找到安息。
And people can be blessed.
人们能够得主啊，
and your body can grow.
你的身体得以长大。
And your testimony can shine.
你的见证得以发光。
All glory to you.
愿一切的荣耀归给。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.